This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM. I'm Michael Crowell. Governor Bentley calls a special session, and then it was promptly adjourned for 3 weeks. Here to discuss this and other news is Kyle Whitmire. He's the state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Hi, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
So what's going on here? A special session called and then immediately adjourned?
Well, the governor said he wanted the element of surprise. I think what he really wanted was not to give the gambling interest in the state an opportunity to get organized and get advertising up on the air and make the rounds on TV and to the newspapers and whatnot before the special session starts. The governor obviously is proposing tax increases and some restructuring of the state's budgets. And you have sort of two separate gambling interests out there, the Poarch Creek Indians and this new Alabama Jobs Foundation headed by former Alabama Power CEO Charles McCrary, who are, you know, advocating one form or another of legalized gambling in Alabama as some sort of revenue fix. And the governor decided that this would be too much of a distraction, so he called a special session early. Now, he can tell lawmakers when they have to show up in Montgomery, but after that, that's as much say as he gets in how they do their schedule during the special session. They went to Montgomery, they met, they immediately adjourned for 3 weeks, and now they're going to come back in August, which is when these lawmakers wanted to do the special session to start with.
Senate Pro Tem Del Marsh says lawmakers are in study groups. What's a study group?
Well, let's face it, in the Alabama legislature is a lot like doing group work in high school. You have this larger body that has to show up, and then you have, you know, smaller groups of students, or in this case, lawmakers, who actually do all the work. And, you know, there's small groups, there are committees that have, you know, there's standing committees already in the legislature. They're meeting, looking at different options, whether it's raising taxes on cigarettes, raising taxes on soft drinks, changing the way our business taxes work in Alabama to come up with enough money to cover this $250 to $300 million hole in the state's general fund budget.
You mentioned gambling a bit earlier. Senate Pro Tem Del Marsh says it's time to at least have the conversation in Alabama. Why is Del Marsh doing this right now?
Well, I mean, I think if you ask Republicans what they think about gambling, they'll say, well, it's not great, maybe even bad. If you say, which do you prefer, gambling or raising taxes, they'll go with gambling before they'll go with raising taxes. At least most of them will. Maybe not the governor, but a lot of lawmakers will do anything before they have to raise taxes. So, you know, this is an opportunity. I've said before, it's a solution in search of a problem, and it might have found the problem that we are desperate enough to solve.
But why not just bring this up at the next legislative session? Not in the special session, but the next time the legislature meets.
I asked Senator Marsh that today. He met with our editorial board today, and he said that this is mostly about keeping the issue on the table. I don't think he believes, or any of the other gambling interests believe, that they are going to get this passed in this special session. Not only would the legislature have to approve it, it would have to be approved by voters at voting on a constitutional amendment. That's a lot of work to get done in a very short period of time. I think they want to keep this front and center because they know whatever fix comes out of the special session, it's going to be another short-term fix, and they want this on the agenda next year when the legislature meets in its regular session.
But as you said, the voters still have to approve this. Does Del Marsh have a plan B for gambling if it passes and voters don't approve a constitutional amendment to allow gambling?
No, I mean, the thing that we're seeing right now is that we have, you know, Marsh and a small group saying we should legalize gambling outside of Indian casinos. We have others saying there should be a compact made with the Poarch Creek Indians. We have others saying that we should raise taxes. We have others saying we should raid the education trust fund budget. There is no consensus yet, and I'm not certain that anything has really changed since the end of the regular session, except maybe that tempers have cooled a little bit.
Where do you see this all heading? Will Alabama have a budget in place for the start of the fiscal year on October 1st?
Senator Tripp Pittman said, even last year, that it would take at least one special session to fix this problem, maybe two or three.
Kyle Whitmire is state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. He joins us most Wednesdays. Kyle, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.